Welcome to Family Worship Center. Hallelujah. Are you ready to praise the Lord? Hallelujah. And I welcome all those that are here tonight in person, those that are joining us online. I pray that you are blessed. We have a special praise report tonight. And if you guys are listening online, bed family, Tom is home from the hospital. Over four months he spent fighting for his life. He is home. Hallelujah. So we welcome you home, Tom. The Medved family are rejoicing. And I just wanted to let you know, no fellowship tonight after the service. However, if you want to help serve this year, bring food, please see me, myself. I'm praying about who to appoint in that area because I can't do everything. So if you want to be part of the kitchen, please let me know. And then one last thing, with us women, it's important. Men sometimes don't want to do this, but if you choose to, I know in this house we choose to get a personal word for the year. And we've been praying about it even since the end of December, my family, and we all got our words. Amen. And if you don't know what that is, all it is getting alone before God, jotting some words down. It's personal to you. Amen. Choose a word this year that will maybe bring about your goals, your aspiration, what you want for this year. Hallelujah. And just take some time. I think it's powerful because you can look back. Keep it before you too. If you find a word, God gives you a word, write it down. Keep it before you. If you have to put it on a calendar, all of us have phones. Put it on your lock screen so you see it every day. And I promise you, by the end of the year, if you're faithful to that word, you will see it come to pass in your life. If it's faithfulness, more faithfulness, God will do it. Amen. If it's holiness you want, God will do it. If it's endurance, he will do it. Believing, whatever that word he has for you. So I encourage you. Listen, church, stand with me. Are you ready to praise? Pastor Chris has an amazing word tonight. Are you ready? So we need you to get your praise on. A lot of our people are sick, so praise for them. So, Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God. We just worship you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We lift up our hands, Lord God, and say thank you. We thank you for bringing us through 2021, Lord God. But we, oh, thank you for what the expectation you're going to do in this year, Lord God, in 2022, Lord God. This is the year that your people are going to take their rightful place. Hallelujah. Take our position in you, Lord Jesus, that you are going to favor us and bless us, Lord God. Advance us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the families here, Lord God, that you bless and strengthen each one, Lord God, and those that are home that aren't feeling well, Father, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring healing to their body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for them. Bless this service. Bless our children, Lord God. Bless our coming in and our going out. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's nowhere else that I'd rather be than dancing with you as you sing over me. There's nothing else that I'd rather do, Lord, than to worship you.
There's nowhere else.
There's nowhere else that I'd rather be than dancing with you as you sing over me. There's nothing else that I'd rather do, Lord, than to worship you. So rejoice, be glad. Rejoice, O my soul, for the Lord your God, he reigns forevermore. I rejoice, for my God reigns.
Thank you, Lord.
So rejoice, be glad. Your father and your friend is your Lord. Your God, whose rule will never end. I rejoice, for my God reigns. My God reigns. I dance the dance of praise. My God reigns. With a shout I will proclaim. My God reigns. that I'd rather be than dancing with you as you sing over me. There's nothing else that I'd rather do, Lord, than to worship you. So rejoice, be glad, rejoice, oh my soul, for the Lord your God, he reigns forevermore. I rejoice, for my God reigns. So rejoice, be glad, your father and your friend is the Lord your God, whose rule will never end. I rejoice, for my God reigns. My without shame, my God reigns, and I will rejoice, for my God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns. And I dance the dance of praise, my God reigns, with a shout of will. Without shame, my God reigns, and I will rejoice, for my God reigns, and I will rejoice, and I will rejoice, for my God reigns, and I will rejoice, for my God reigns.
Want to welcome everyone tonight, and if you see we're shorthanded tonight, but that's all right. We can still praise God. We don't even need the instruments or anything, but we're blessed to have those tonight. So just want to encourage everyone just to go after God.
Celebration, breaking into freedom. You're the song, you're the song of our hearts. We cast aside the shadows, just you with our sorrows. You're the song of our hearts. We're dancing to the rhythm of your heart. We're rising from the ashes to the stars. You're the joy, 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 lighting my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. You're the song of our hearts. We're dancing to the rhythm of your heart. We're rising from the ashes to the stars. You're the joy, 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 lighting my soul.
the joy. You're the joy, 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 lighting my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. Love, love, whoa, 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 whoa. In the shadows, in the sorrows, in the desert where the pain is, you are constant, ever present. You're the song of my heart. In the shadows, in the sorrows, in the desert where the pain is, you are constant, ever present. You're the song of my heart. You're the joy, 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 lighting my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms of love. You're the joy, 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 lighting my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms of love, into your arms.
All around is the end of the Lord.
together we sing. Everyone sing.
And together we sing.
And together we sing. Everyone sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Praise You, Lord. Oh, You are great, Lord. You are holy, Lord.
This is holy. This is holy ground. You are holy. You are holy, you are holy, God. Lord, I will upon you now, and I will, and I will upon you now, and I will upon you now.
This is holy.
This is holy.
Presence, God. Hallelujah. Whatever heaviness, whatever burden, hallelujah, that where you are, hallelujah, where you are, God, hallelujah, in your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Though here tonight, God, Lord, whatever burden, whatever's heavy tonight, God, Lord, in your presence, I pray for a release in this house. Hallelujah. Whatever's been carried in, hallelujah, we're not going to carry it back out. Hallelujah. But we're going to lay it at your feet because you're holy. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Hallelujah. It is you, hallelujah, that lifts the burdens. Hallelujah. It is you that heals the brokenhearted, God. And I thank you for that, God. In your presence is holy, God. In your presence is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. This is holy. Holy ground, hallelujah. This is holy ground. What you call holy is holy, hallelujah. The enemy has no authority, hallelujah, in our lives as we are set towards you, Father God. You are our Father. We are your children, hallelujah. And what you call holy is holy, God. And I thank you for that, God. What you have set, what have you put in order, hallelujah. The enemy has no control. He has no power. So, Father God, I say thank you, God. I say thank you. My heart cries holy, God. My heart cries holy. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord, I thank you, Father God. Lord, you are the God, hallelujah, that was. You are the God that is. And you are the God that is to come. So whatever is my past, hallelujah, you're the God that heals it. Whatever right now what I'm dealing with, you're the God that heals. You're the same God. God, Lord, I give you praise for that God. I give you glory. We honor your name. Come on, somebody shout to God, hallelujah. Bless his holy name. He's worthy of your praise, hallelujah. Praise his name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let there be a voice of victory in this house, hallelujah. That we don't cry, whoa, 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 but we cry, holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Good to have everybody here tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Children could go to their classes. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is worthy. Amen. The Lord is worthy. He is worthy. God, hallelujah. Thank you. Come on, let them get. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, Lord, we just pray right now, God, Lord. I pray for release, hallelujah. No restrictions. But I pray for a release tonight of your word, your holy word. Your righteous word, hallelujah, your word that's truth. God, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word that brings life to us, hallelujah. It's at your word, hallelujah, that I'm healed. It's at your word that I'm set free. It's at your word, hallelujah, that I have deliverance and victory, God. It's at your word. So, Father God, Lord, we reverence your word. We set our hearts towards you, God. Let our eyes be open. Let our ears, hallelujah, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this house. We give you glory. We give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, he's good. Somebody say, whatsoever. That's the name. Say, whatsoever. Come on. I just want to build your faith tonight. Thank you, praise team. I was reminded of a friend of mine shared a post that God loves broken people. We're all broken. That's why God loves it. He loves broken people because we're all broken in some way. The Bible says that the first declaration, the first message he preached was, I've come to heal the brokenhearted. You ain't meant to stay that way. Come on, say amen to me. You're not meant to stay that way. Hallelujah. You come as you are, but I want you to know in God's presence is fullness. And listen, I want you to receive what God has for you tonight in this house. I want you to receive what God has for you this year, because I believe that God is rising up some people that are hungry for his word. Some people that desire, hallelujah, that want to grow up. Amen. We want to grow up and walk in the fullness of all he has. I want to take hold of the promises of God. I want to be like Caleb. Come on, amen. I want to take hold of it and not let it go. Come on, even though the enemy will try to pull it from you, from our circumstances, our situations, but I'm going to say, I will not let it go. Hallelujah. I'll hold on to it. I'll stand upon it. Amen. I will not be shaken from what God has for me and for my family. Hallelujah. I'm going to see victory in my house. I'm going to see victory in my church. I'm going to see victory in my finances. I'm going to see victory, come on, in my body. Hallelujah. No matter what, I'm going to see victory because God's word declares that I'm to take hold of it, the promises that he has for me. And it's not what I've done, it's what he's done for me at the cross. And what he done, that by his death, burial, and resurrection, I can have it. Hallelujah. If he would not have risen from that grave, I couldn't take hold of it. But now, hallelujah, I can have it because he's seated beside the Father at the right hand. And now I can take hold of it by faith and bring it into my environment. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. So you don't have to stay broken. Hallelujah. There's things in our lives. Listen, I want you to get this. I got off on a running space there, and I got to catch my breath. Come on, I got to get in the gym. Come on, we got to pray for this thing, man. So many people have been, I got 12 phone calls from people that have been exposed to COVID or got sinus infections. So I'm just going to take this moment right now. Lord, we just loosen, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that none of these are serious. But God, Lord, I just pray right now to God, Lord, that this be loosened off those, hallelujah. God, Lord, right now in Jesus' holy and righteous name, hallelujah. I want you to know that I need a Savior. I need a Savior. I want you to get this, that I am saved. But I want you to know that tonight or tomorrow, I need God to save me. Hear me tonight. If you don't need it no more, we're in trouble. Because there's some saving situations that I need to have a Savior, hallelujah. And God wants to make himself available. He wants me to take hold of what he has, that saving grace in my life. Come on, there's some things that get heavy upon me. I talked to a dear lady tonight, and she's such a saint of God, and there's some heavy things upon her, and there's a saving power that we have in Jesus Christ. I just don't need saved once, but he's not just saved me, but he's saving me, and he's gonna fully save me, amen? He's gonna set me free in all that he has. I need to take hold of it. Now, in the spirit, I am completely set free, but the reality of it, I need to grab hold of it by faith in this dimension right here. Come on, amen? Amen? So I started thinking about some things. I just want to give you a scripture. I thought about this year that we are going to begin to declare. I want you to do me a favor. You want to grow in God? I want to grow in God. And take 30 minutes, just 30 minutes, whatever time you can, and give it to God. Come on, can we do that? Amen. We want the promises. We want God. But we got to give God opportunity to save us. We got to give God opportunity, hallelujah, to set me free from things. We got to give God opportunity to heal my brokenness. There's some things that you might not think that you got a handle on, or that you've got things a handle on. But when things come in your life, circumstances, situations, we realize we need some help. Come on, if you don't need a Savior, we're in trouble. Jesus said that if you need a physician, but those who aren't sick, and I know that we all, each one of us have our own little issues, that God, to be real. Sometimes we come to church and we put on a facade. I don't like fake church. I don't like that. I like to be real. I like to tell you the truth. I like to let you know that there are things that we struggle with in life, but I don't have to stay there. Come on, I can grab my victory. I can take hold of it. Amen. There's things that we battle with. There's things that we struggle with. But in God, in Christ, in Jesus, hallelujah, I got the victory. Come on, amen. That's what gives me peace, and that's what gives me hope. So I just want to share with them, like I said, this sermon is called Whatsoever. So I began to think that there's some in Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Ephesians begins to speak about who we are in Christ and our position. Say our position. It talks about how that we have position, our position within our family and stuff. But mostly it talks about my position in Christ. I need to know my position. Amen? I don't know about you, but I need to know where my position is with him, what I have in him. And Philippians talks about my relation and position with him and with others. But then Colossians talks about that I am risen in him. It talks again about my position. And I think that's important because my relationship with others is sandwiched between my position with God. Amen? So my relationship with my wife, with the people in the church, needs to be pressed together, hallelujah, with my position in God. Because I can't help you outside of that position. I can't help you if I'm in the wrong state of mind. But if I have the mind of Christ, if I'm taking hold of what he has given me in my position, hallelujah, I'm going to see a victory. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's go to Philippians. Let's jump right in there. So if you could just take take 10 minutes out of that 30, worship God. Come on. We magnify God, not that he needs to be bigger. But when you magnify something, it's for you to see it. Hallelujah. It's for you to see it, that you magnify, that we make it bigger because it's already big. Hallelujah. But my worship brings it to the truth of where it really is. He's a big God. So the next 10 minutes, we begin to pray in the Spirit. We begin to pray, give our request to God. And then our last 10 minutes, reading the Word of God. Read these three books. There's only 14 chapters. Read them and then read them again. Because I want us to walk in confidence this year. Whatever the enemy tries to challenge us with, I want us to have our heads up, hallelujah, and our chest out and our back straight. Come on, because we know who we are, hallelujah. We know who we are in Christ Jesus, and we stand in confidence with him. Amen? I'm just about to ask you where my glasses were, and I found them. So Philippians, this is a good book, and
all good. I'm ripping my Bible.
So will you give me a minute here to share something with you? Let's look at Philippians 4:11. And it says, now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever. Say whatsoever. Whatsoever state that I am in, to be content. Now, I want us to take a look at this, because whatever state I'm in. Now, if we just look at that word state means territory under a government. That's one of the definitions. The other one is the right state to make the right statement. It's making a statement. A particular is in at the specific time. A statement in particular is in a specific time. A state that I'm in. The state that I am at this particular moment in my life, what state am I in? Now, I want you to think about that, that every state, say every state, has different laws and has different rules that you have to abide in. But I want you to see that he's declaring something, that whatsoever state that you're in, I need to be in the right state. I want you to get this. Hallelujah. I need my heart to be in the right state. I need to be placed in the right state, the right position, hallelujah, that I can receive. Because if I'm out of position, hallelujah, if I'm out of that state, I can't receive because I'm out of position. Sometimes we're wondering why God hasn't done this or that, and I'm not in the right state. See, when I'm in the right state with him, I can receive, hallelujah, all that he has for me. That God wants us, that we walk in the kingdom of God, in the reality. The kingdom of God is God's realm, that where God's authority is, it's his state. Come on. Where Jesus was, even though those other people around him, they were in a certain state, he was in a different state than they were. See, he wasn't in a state of trouble or problems or of sickness, hallelujah. He stood in a place of healing, that those around him, when they were in the wrong state, that Jesus went before them and brought his state to their state. He released, hallelujah, his position to them right here on earth. See, that's what God wants to do. He wants us to receive, hallelujah, the position that he's given to us, that we walk in the right place. Kingdom reality, the truth about the way things are. See, because outside of that position, that state, we walk in a lot of untruths about who God is, about what God has for you, about your situation and your problems around you. But God wants you to see it from his state. And he is high and lifted up. Come on, his ways are higher than my ways. So he wants us to. But how was as Paul began to declare these things, how was he able to do that? How was he able to stay in the right state even though he was in prison? See, it looked like he was in the wrong state, in the wrong position, but his heart was right with God, so he was in the right place. So the circumstance around him would try to dictate to him the way that he should feel. But listen, he was in a state with God that that position didn't matter. Hallelujah. He took hold of who he was in Christ. Right positioning. And he possessed it in his life. So how was he able to do that? Let's take a look at that, all right? Hallelujah. Philippians 4:4. Let's jump back up. And it says, rejoice, say rejoice, in the Lord always. See, here's what we got to do. He was able to take hold of this. He didn't let his situations dictate to him, but he stayed in a state of rejoicing in Christ. Now, he was able to do that because of what God did for him. And who he was in his life. He took hold of it in his life. Amen? So he says he rejoiced. And it says, again, I say to you, rejoice. So right there, see, come on here, church. It's easy for me to rejoice on Saturday night. But come Monday morning, when all that stuff that I tried to forget about, come right back on a Monday. So he put a expiration. He took off the expiration date of when I was to rejoice. He said always. And then if I forget that, see, this is your victory. Come on, this is your victory. Because I'm not rejoicing in something I don't have. I need to rejoice in my position with him, what he's given to me. And I could rejoice because of that. So he said, rejoice always. And again I say, rejoice. Tell your neighbor, you can't stop rejoicing. We're not moved by my position around me, but I'm moved by Christ in him. So he said, rejoice. There's no expiration. Don't step out of the right state. Don't step out of the right state of being. Philippians 4:5 says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Let your mercy, say your mercy. Let your mercy, let your tolerance, let your patience, oh boy. Let it be known unto all men. See, when you stop rejoicing, he's given us a warning. Say, I'm getting a warning. He's getting a warning here. He's saying, listen, you got to rejoice because if not, you will let your moderation, you will let your mercy stop. And it's important for us not to stop showing mercy and showing love to those around us. It doesn't matter who it is. Because it says to all men, say all men. See, that's where we got the problem here sometimes. Because I don't always want to show mercy to all men. I'm just being real here. Come on, amen. Because sometimes people make it hard. But you see, listen, to produce fruit, God will use people around you, especially the people that you're not wanting to show mercy to prune your life. So that you can produce fruit. Without them, you might never be able to produce fruit in the right place. You can't do it without them. Because I'm here to tell you, after 31 years of serving God, I've realized now it was because of those ones that even I showed mercy to and love to, that through that, God produced more fruit in my life. But when I held it back, I began to dry up. Amen? He says, so let it be known, he says, to love all people, that we got to declare that the kingdom of God, that the Lord is at hand. Say, he's at hand. See, I want you to see this, to realize that you're able to do this because God, the Lord, is at hand. He's in you. He empowers you to do what you can't do on your own. It's through God. That with God, all things are possible. Come on, amen. See, in this thing, see, this becomes opportunity for God to get some testimony in your life. When God begins to break down those people that didn't want love, but you love them anyways. You didn't settle for them telling you, you ain't gonna love me. No, 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 I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna keep loving you. And if you don't let me love you, I'm gonna pray that you let me love you. And I'm gonna have a testimony of this love when it breaks down. Amen? Come on, hallelujah. So, I need to release the kingdom, the state of heaven, into lives. And the way that I do that is through my life. God wants to use you to release heaven on earth. See, but the enemy wants you, hallelujah, not to release what's in you. Because if he could stop you from releasing from your worship, from your praise. Do you know what the greatest victory is? When somebody dies bitter and angry, the enemy has a smile on his face. But when you die old, rejoicing in the Lord, hallelujah, God gets the glory. Amen, hallelujah. That the enemy wants you to stay bitter, stay angry all your life, mad, in a position outside of what God has for you, the blessings of God, that you don't experience what God has for you today. I don't know about you, but I want to experience what God has for me in the fullness of what he has for me. I want to release heaven on earth to those ones that are around me, that are hurting, that are dying, that are lost and don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not made to keep this to myself. I'm made to let it go. I'm made to release it. And if not, I'm going to have a problem. I'm made to bear fruit. Amen. Luke 17:20, it says the kingdom of God comes not by observation. It's not by calculations and calendars. Neither shall they say it's here or there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Come on, where's the kingdom of God? Where's the kingdom of God? It's within you. Hallelujah. If you've received Christ in your life and you're born again, baptized in the Spirit, God is in you. Say he's in me. Say he's in me. Come on. If you're not comforted, you don't know tonight, I want you to come and get set free tonight. That God, hallelujah, will loose whatever state you've been in that you can experience heaven on earth. Woo! I get excited. I love Jesus. Because I know what he does for me. I know what he does for me. And it says, it's at hand. That we have to let it, we have to share it because it's in me. I got to share it. Say, I got to share it. I got to share it. I must show you what happens when I don't share it. It's a part of this thing. Amen. Matthew 5:15. Let's look there real quick. You all right? All right. Don't lie to me. All right. We know about that. No one likes a dry preacher. Matthew 5:15 says this, and neither do men light a candle and put it under a bush, a bushel. You don't light the candle because why? Go out. It's meant to be lit. But I want you to get the picture that it says here, it says, and to put it on a bushel, but on a, you know the song. You know the song? What's the song? Hide it. Praise leader, would you help me? No. Because I said, hide it under a bushel. All right. Some of you are going to hide it, but listen, I know you won't. Listen, by the time you're done here. Listen. And it says, neither, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all the house. Say all the house. It's meant to be shared. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know, it's not like a flashlight. It's not meant to inspect or to shine it at somebody to say, look. That's what happens sometimes. Sometimes we walk in a place and we're shining light and man, that people ain't ready for it sometimes. You need to let people come to the awareness of it by the Spirit of God. and it's God's Spirit, hallelujah. It's Christ within you, hallelujah. Heaven on earth, that's released in the room, hallelujah. You just be you, hallelujah. You just be you. And as you have fellowship with Him, the overflow of that, hallelujah, will touch their lives, hallelujah. The overflow of that, that it won't just be a candle, hallelujah, but it'll be a burning bush, hallelujah, that all those around will be able to say, there's something about that, hallelujah. There's something I need, hallelujah. I need that in my life. I'm tired of living inside the dark. I'm tired of tripping over things I shouldn't be tripping over. I need to get around someone that's got a light and got a candle that could set me on fire. My family needs it. My friends need it. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Let your light shine before men, that they might see your good works. Say good works. And glorify your Father, that they might glorify your Father as you show them your good works. Are you ready? Hallelujah. We need to be generous with this life that we've been given and love those around us. Good works. The good works speaks of giving God the opportunity in your life that you have good works. That you have, because of God working in your life, you experience the works of God in your life. I want to help you tonight, because listen to me, I want you to get this, that I have a heart and a passion for Christians to be strong and mature in who He is, to grow up. Say grow up. See, what happens is sometimes if the only, and I don't take this lightly, don't hear me the wrong way, but my only experience I have is my testimony of me being born again, I'm missing it. See, it's more than that. See, because if I carried around a picture of me as a baby and you say, hey, what's going on in your life? Well, let me show you a picture. This is me when I was an infant. I was a cute baby, but here's me when I was two, Randy. You call my family and say, there's something wrong with him. Because that's not normal. But see, God wants me not just to have that testimony, hallelujah, but God wants to save me through it all, hallelujah. He wants to set me through everything that I go through. He wants me to have a testimony of His good works in my life, that I have an opportunity to share of what God's done, hallelujah, that I don't run out, that I got an overflow of being in His presence. I got an overflow of letting God do the work in my life, hallelujah, that I can share His good works to you. Sometimes we share our bad stories. Sometimes we share our selfies. Sometimes we share too much. Let me help you out there, saints. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes we share too much. I'm going to leave it at that and I'm going to go on my way. Not everybody wants to know that some of that stuff. I'm being real here tonight. But Philippians 2, let's jump back up here. You see Austin, tell him to, that big boiler, because I'm catching on fire. So listen, Philippians 2 says this, work out, say work out your salvation. Work out your salvation. Where's the kingdom of God? It's within me. So what needs to work out of me? Salvation. See, God wants to work out of your life. Salvation. He wants to work out through situations, through the problems in your life. He wants to work out of you. Salvation. See, the Bible, the kingdom of God does not come by other way. It comes from within. See, God does His work within you. The world and church and religion does things on the outside. They got to get you looking better. They got to get you acting a certain way, do this and that. See, but God does His work on the inside. See, God, it's an inside job. Tell someone it's an inside job. See, God's working on the inside of you, hallelujah, transforming you, setting you free, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, can reveal his goodness and mercy. So out of you, God's working his salvation. Say, work it out. With fear and with trembling, for it is God that works in you both to do, to for his will and to do his good pleasure. Those things I have a hard time with is because I'm not letting God work it out. Amen? So, it says this, it says, do all things without murmuring and disputings. Say, let it work. We got to do it all without murmuring, without disputings. I need to let it work in my life. I want you to get this picture. Without murmuring and without disputings. I got to stop arguing with God. I have to stop disagree with what God's called holy. What God has called righteous. I got to agree with what he said is righteous. Because it's not by the outside. It's what's working within me that makes me righteous. That's what makes me holy. Come on, amen. So he says, I want you to work it out. He says, that you might be blameless, harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine in the world. Man, see, I want you to get this picture. God's declaring to you, you gotta shine. See, I came, hallelujah, that unless he says, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it's just a seed. One piece of corn can't do much. But hear what I'm telling you tonight. Christ in you, 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 Christ in you. Jesus says it's important that I go so that I can multiply. Amen? So that heaven, hallelujah, can be released on earth. And God wants to use you. But we got to let God work it out of us. Are you getting this tonight? Am I making sense to you tonight? Hallelujah. Don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to help myself. I'm preaching to myself tonight, all right? But when we don't release it, it's kind of an example of Luke 14, I think it is, where that Jesus walks into the synagogue. And when you walk into church, mostly the people that are there are what? A lot of them are church folk. And he walks in this place and there was a man that he's seen that he had his hands, he was swollen and he had dropsy. And dropsy speaks, it's called edema. And edema is an excess or a buildup of water. It's a buildup of water in his life. And you see, Jesus walked in this room because he had a buildup of water in his life. But we can understand that the Bible, he speaks of what water is. In John 7:37, it says this. And Jesus declared this. I want you to get this. John 7:37, he says, this is why this was important, because he had buildup, because he didn't release what was in him. The Bible says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And if he drink, he that believeth on me, in the scripture upon the word, he said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This man had a lot of in, but nothing out. See, I want you to know that he had a lot within him, that the water speaks of spirit, hallelujah, that we are meant to flow out of our lives, the spirit of God to flow out of our lives. Without that, we become a bunch of overweight, built up with a lot, but nothing released. We got a lot of things within us, but nothing's released out of us. See, the Bible says that it talks about it in Jeremiah. He said that you have done two things, that you've forsaken the living fountain. He called himself, I am the living fountain. Hallelujah. I am that river that flows. You have forsaken that. Then you begin to build yourselves artificial wells. Man-made, dug in the ground, that whenever the rain comes, you hope you got enough till next week. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, we're a people of victory. I want you to see that. I'm not just waiting for my blessing for today. I'm waiting. I'm walking in the fullness of God. And out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Healing the nation. Blessing goes around me. That those who are planted beside it will grow up. Say, grow up. So you get this tonight. He says, don't forsake me, the living water. Let me flow out of you. You got to release it. Sometimes the enemy wants to hold us back that we don't release what's within us. Are you okay? But the word Hebrews 10 talks about that we are washed by the washing of the word. Washing, flowing. I want you to get that, to know that the spirit, that we're washed, that we need to stay in that relationship. I want you to know that I need to be in the presence of God each day. I need him. I need a savior. I need a savior in every moment because I make mistakes. Come on, amen. I'm not always who I should be and I need to get to God. I need to let God wash me. Sometimes during the day, a lot of crap gets on us. Some people say some things about you. Some things people talk about you. Some things throw things at you that are negative things. And me getting in the word of God begins to wash the filth, begins to wash that stuff off me that it doesn't stick. Hallelujah. I begin to remind myself of what God says about me. I begin to stand upon that I'm washed. Hallelujah. I need washed. I need washed in the word of God. Wash me, God. Cleanse me, God. Whew. You all right? Philippians 4:6. We're almost there. I'm only going to 8, 9. 10, 12, no, I'm joking. I'm only going to 8. So it says in verse 6, it says, so we gotta watch. And it gives me a warning here that I don't stop from being in the right state. I need to be in the right state of mind. I have to have the right thinking. The Bible speaks of it that those who have, we need to have the right to health and prosperity is determined by my thoughts. Whatsoever man thinketh, that shall what he be. What he be. I want you to get this. You all right? You give me a minute here? All right. Be careful. It says, but that word means to be worried or anxious. Say anxious. Come on, gentlemen. And what that means is you got to be careful. There's a warning here. Come on. He gives us this warning because he's trying to get us to stay in the place that we're in the right state, that whatsoever. But what happens is we get confused with the what ifs. I'm preaching to myself tonight because listen, I want you to get that it's the what ifs that gets me in trouble. I've been there. What if? What if I can't afford to get my child braces? What if their teeth don't grow right? What if they don't marry the right person or don't marry because no one wants to be with them? And what if they never get married? What if? That's just simple, but sometimes you begin to think about the what if. That the doctor calls you and all he wants to do is schedule an appointment. And you say, what if? I'm being weird, but he says, see, God tells us, he says, don't worry, don't be anxious. This is how you do it. But I'm telling you, be careful with this because this stops the flow. Because if he gets you thinking about the what if, you're not going to release what's in you. Come on, amen. It'll be shut up and it'll be stopped if you begin to focus on the what ifs of the situation. And the what ifs disrupts a lot of people's lives. So you said, what if? When I worry, I hold it. I hold it. I don't let it be released. I hold it to myself. It's like me trying to fix my problem that I concentrate on that. It's me holding on. It's me packing it up and putting a nice little trying to bow upon it and keeping it for myself. That's a what if. But God wants me to release it. He wants me to let it go. Here, I'm going to help you. It says everything that be careful that in everything, say everything, in everything. See, because if I hold on to a thing, that thing will multiply. If I just hold up on that one thing and I don't give it to God. See, because God says, I want you to bring it to me. Hallelujah. Say, bring it to me. I want you to bring it to me that I can work it out of you, that you begin to have faith. I want you to make it known to me. I already know what it is, but I want you to confess to me. Hallelujah. I want you to tell me what you're battling. I want you to tell me that that thing that you're trying to carry that's heavy upon you. I want you to tell me about your what if. I want you to make it known to me. That's why prayers are important. Hallelujah. That's why my prayer, because I need to take, hallelujah, what is in heaven and bring it to earth. I need to let it be my reality today that in the midst of that, it pushes out my what if. That's what pushes it out, as my prayer and my supplication be known. I need to let the salvation work out of me with worship and the word. I need to get in God's presence. I need to be in God's presence, hallelujah, that in the midst of that, hallelujah, out of that place of intimacy and relationship, purposes are born. Come on, all that other stuff, it's got to go. That you get in your closet with just you and God. Hallelujah. Shut the door. Say, shut the door. Shut the door on the what ifs. Come on, tell someone else, shut the door. Someone needs to hear that. Shut the door. Get in that place and talk to God. We talk to everybody. We put it on Facebook. We put it here, put it there. But God's waiting to release heaven on earth if you make it known unto Him. But you've got to be relentless sometimes. Sometimes we'll say, I pray that we see me. Wait, what did he just say? Because the Bible tells me that they that wait, you ain't got your answer, wait. You ain't got your answer, wait. God, it's just going to be me and you, God. I'm going to wait. And it might not be today. Might not be tomorrow, but here's what happens. Because he says, just wait. Because they that wait shall renew the strength. And you'll get filled up with him that you'll forget about what if. All right, that's good. That's an applause moment, Randy, on the screen. Let's go to number 7. It says, in the peace of God. This is important. Because peace, what's the opposite of peace? It's war. But I want you to know that if you're in Christ, tell your neighbor there's no more war. There's a flat, red, white flag's been flying. Hallelujah. It's been released. And not only is it just released, hallelujah, over you, but it's been put on you. Hallelujah. That he's put robes of righteousness upon you. Hallelujah. He's put a gown of righteousness that is white. Hallelujah. That speaks of a victory. That gives you authority now through his righteousness that you can walk into God's presence and receive all that God has for you because of the righteousness that's in Christ that now you have. So now, hallelujah, peace is released in your life. When you begin to understand your identity, that your righteousness is not you, but it's in Christ Jesus. And when I realize my righteousness is in him, I realize, I want you to see, the first temptation that the enemy had with man was against their identity. Help me real quick. I'm almost done. See, if the enemy can get your identity, if he can make you think that you're not righteous, get your eyes off of who you are in Christ, he's going to get a foothold. He's going to get a place in your life. Don't give him no place. You got to stay in the right place. Say right place. So I got to see my identity through Christ. Jesus, when he walked into the wilderness and he was tempted by the devil, what was the first temptation? His identity. If you are the Son of God. But it didn't work with Jesus. Because Jesus knew who he was. And he knew who he was and where he was going. Hallelujah. He knew. Hallelujah. He knew. Hallelujah. He knew his identity. He knew his righteousness was in the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. And the enemy had to flee. I want you to know that Jesus kept worshiping. Kept worshiping every time the enemy came after him. He kept worshiping through the word. Come on. He kept worshiping through God's word, declaring it. And eventually the enemy will leave. Come on, amen? Gave him a break. So listen, and it says, let me play something, Randy. My ending music here. You only get your position with the right state of mind. No more peace, or no more war, but peace. Number 8. He says, finally, brethren, finally, say finally. We got to this part. Now this is what you got to write down. This is what you got to remind yourself of. If you want to walk in victory. See, because sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we get confused with what ifs. But I got to get my heart. And whatsoever he says. Sometimes I might not understand it. Sometimes I feel like I'm worthy, I'm holy, but I got to take hold of whatsoever he says. I got to be in the right state of mind. To take hold of what I have, I got to be in the right position. And whatsoever he says. And the Bible says that whatsoever things are true about you, whatsoever he said, think of these things. Whatsoever things are honest. Man, I just really waited on God for this because I really wanted to hear this, because honest and truth seems the same, but it's really not, because honesty, truth is undefilable. It is what it is. It's what God says it is. But honesty, I got to be honest with God. This is bringing that sincerity of my heart. This is hard. There's some things we go through that I understand it's hard. There's some things that come that are forces that come against you one after. It feels like a meteor shower. But God says, I want you to be sincere with me. I want you to be open with me. I want you to make it known to me. Whatever those things are, don't keep them to yourself, but give them to me. Be sincere with me. Don't act like you got it together, but be honest. Because we don't always got it together. And he says, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. And if there be any virtue, any power, and if there be any praise, think of these things. Would you stand to your feet? Come on, tell someone, think of these things. Whenever what ifs come, I need to turn my heart and say whatsoever. I need to turn my heart to the whatsoever. I need to lift my head up. See, the what ifs will get you on the ground, will get your face to the earth, to the things of the earth. But the whatsoever will lift your head to the heavenlies. It'll give you hope. It'll give you a peace within you that'll be released out of you. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, you'll be releasing what others need in their lives. That all hell, hallelujah, might be coming against you, but you're releasing heaven from within you. The gates of hell cannot prevail. Hallelujah. I see heaven in this place. Come on. I see heaven in this place. I see heaven in this place that the world is longing, hallelujah, for it to be released in the earth. All creation is groaning with expectation for the sons and daughters of God to release what's in them, for them to be manifested, to release it, to manifest it to them. Don't hide it no more. Don't hide it. Don't hold it to yourself, but let it flow. Let the river flow. And the last one is this. It says in verse 19, it says, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. See, I want you to know, if you wait, hallelujah, if you let yourself be strengthened in whatsoever, you're going to get a testimony, hallelujah, that God's just. You're going to get a testimony that God's pure. You're going to get a testimony of the truth of God in your life because you stood, hallelujah, you withstand the what is and you stood in the whatsoevers. And in that, hallelujah, heaven's released. So when the enemy comes against you, you have a testimony that you could tell him, don't tell me he can't do this. Because he'll make you think this is impossible. But you got a testimony. You got a strength that overflows. And you could say, don't tell me my God can't do it. Because my God can supply, fill up, and overflow every one of my wants, my hurts, my pains. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your faithfulness, God. Lord, I just feel in my spirit, hallelujah, you want to build some stories. You want to build some testimonies, hallelujah, out of your sons and daughters, hallelujah, that their lives, that others would see, and they'll wonder, how are you praising, hallelujah? How are you praising? I need that in my life. I need to have that in my life, that the light shines so bright, hallelujah. The darkness has no chance. It flees. Father God, I thank you. Pray right now. I thank you for those that are watching. I ask your strength upon them. Hallelujah. That they'll stand in whatsoever. Hallelujah. In your might. We'll declare with all of our hearts that we are in Jesus' name. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen. Come on. Let somebody know that you're happy. You're happy. Hallelujah. That God is in control. Amen.